It was kind of bad.
It's one of those on again, off again situations for like 2 full years.
Get this on tape. That's how the long story.
So we've been on and off for 2 years, in which I have actually proposed to her and she said yes at one point. And then finally she went off again for long enough that I decided to start dating someone else. First day I kissed the other girl, next day she shows up.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, it was quite the morning. Anyway, she showed up right as I was about to leave, and
well, if you want good advice on this topic, you know where to come.
Right.
Talk to Juan.
That's right. Hey, we were talking about it. This is exactly what we were talking about.
Okay.
So now personal life has become the fodder for slash stories.
All right.
Honestly, that's about as straightforward.
We'll post it online.
We all have to switch off. You know, with your semester, mine was last semester.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Nathan, we're still waiting on Nathan, right? Okay. Let's see. Were you asking a question? Did I answer? Did you ask it?
I did. We were.
You were asking about the notation.
Right.
So I was listing all of the lead groups.
Mm-hmm. And then we went off on something else. I'm trying to remember what it is.
And then these guys all showed up and we lost track. All right. Octonians. We were talking a little about Octonian number systems.
Mm-hmm.
And let me repeat some of this for these guys since we've got it on the board. The lead groups have been classified, and they almost all fall into one of these four types. The linear group, each of these first three, there's one in each dimension. So each of these occurs in n dimensions. The symplectic occur in even dimensions. So in any dimension, I can consider the n by n invertible transformation, the form of group. So just n by n matrices. Any of these I can make general or special. Special is just requiring the determinant to be 1. So a special linear group is all of the invertible n by n matrices with unit determinants. Orthogonal preserves the norm, preserves probably the Euclidean norm on n dimensions. So these are actually a subgroup of linear groups. The unitary transformations are what happen if they make the orthogonal groups complex. You can have linear in either a real or a complex space. Unitary are the complex transformations that preserve a Hermitian inner product. They're the ones you use in quantum mechanics. Symplectic transformations, unitary and orthogonal preserve a symmetric or a Hermitian matrix. Symplectic preserve an anti-symmetric matrix, non-degenerate anti-symmetric matrix. That's the symmetry you find in phase space. And the reason it occurs just in even dimensions is because you have this duality between positions and momentum. So it all comes in pairs. These occur in any even dimension. And then you can ask for all linear transformations, or just the ones with unit determinants. You can have special orthogonal or special unitary. That's all the groups, except for these four, E68, F something I forget, some small number, M, G, 2. These are, I think E8 is 258 dimensional, something like that. It's a big group. But there's only one of them. It only occurs, that particular thing. E6 is a bit smaller. I think G2 has about 52 dimensions, 52 generators.
What do they do?
G2, I'm pretty sure, is the
the symmetry group of the unit octonions. Okay, so the octonions form of an eight-dimensional vector space, but through some special magic of eight dimensions, you can actually define a normed division algebra on that vector space. So you can not only multiply those eight-dimensional vectors, you can divide them. And this makes it more like a number system than like a vector space. Right? You've only got that property for four systems: real numbers, complex numbers, quaternions, and octonions. And those systems get worse and worse. So the real numbers are the real numbers. You know the real numbers. The complex numbers form a plane. So you've lost order. The real numbers have a unique order. Complex numbers don't. But otherwise, they work like perfectly good numbers. Quaternions are four-dimensional. A quaternion, you can think of as a linear combination of a 2x2 identity matrix and I times the Pauli matrices. So each of these squares to minus 1, this squares to 1. So they're some four-dimensional objects, but 1 over 2 is a perfectly well-defined thing. You can divide quaternions. There's a norm on here. It's basically the Euclidean norm in four dimensions. And because that norm is one of the reasons you have a notion of an inverse in the quaternions. Octonions, you've got an eight-dimensional thing. There's